Well, we like to say that we were the two very proud Marines that they wanted, and we thought we were the top of the cream of the crop. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way, and which we were. We were all squared away. We'd all been through boot. We'd all been through sea school, and we were a sharp bunch of Marines, and all the guys that were chosen. It was an honor. Mm-hmm. It was an honor to be chosen for something like that, because you knew you were special, and right. it was kind of a good for the ego. You know, it made you feel good. You know, that you were selected for this duty like this, and mm-hmm. even though it was, you know, we had no idea what we was getting into, but
right.
it didn't make any difference. You know, it was
still knew it was a pretty big deal.
It was being a Marine, you're proud, you know. If you're chosen, you're a select few, that's the Marine Corps way, you know.
Right.
If you're to be a Marine, you're special, and then to be assigned on a special assignment, that like embassy duty, that was most of the Sea Marines were. You know, you were one step above everybody. That was you were aboard ship, and you wore your dress blues, and you were squared away. You had to be squared away.
And how old were you at the time?
23.
Okay.
I was probably one of the oldest of the group in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the senior guys, because right. I was married, so there was probably four or five of us that were married,
uh-huh.
and the rest of them were kids, 17, 18, 19 years old.
Right.
And so we were kind of the older members of the group.
The worldly ones.
Yeah.
Were you at all concerned about exposure when you were out there, or is that something that didn't even cross your mind?
Never even crossed my mind.
Did they talk to you at all about it? No.
Mm-mm. Otherwise, what we'd found out, about radiation, and I don't think they, they really did at that time. I don't think they really. It was that big concern, as you could, like when they shot the bombs off here in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
They would send the army in there and in trenches, and those guys would get dusted. And I don't think they really had any. I guess they just didn't think what this stuff would do. But they should have, because what it done to the Japanese at Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Mm-hmm.
But after those bombs and at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the troops went in, the occupation troops went in there and walked around in that stuff and picked up souvenirs and brought it home. And, I don't really think that, undoubtedly, they didn't realize that how deadly this stuff is, what it can do,
Right. Long term.
And we never give it any thought. We'd swim at our little recreation island there at Anahuetok and in the water, and we had a little island there that we could roam around in where they had trenches there, concrete trenches where the observers had been for the bomb test, mm-hmm. and watching things. And I don't think anybody paid any attention. It never even crossed our minds. I never did worry about radiation.
Right.
I never even thought anything about it until those guys all got together, and some of the guys had, they had knew people that got cancer and mm-hmm. Birth defects and what this stuff can do, passed on down generation to generation, But it wouldn't have made any difference. We were chosen to do this, and it wouldn't have made any difference, like the guys in World War II, when you left the landing craft and hit the beach, you didn't, you just went and done it.
It was your job.
That's what you were trained to do.
Yeah.